Guys, we'll start with bacteriology, in which the first bacteria is Bacillus anthrax. It's a gram-positive bacillus and it's aerobe with non-bulging spores. We have two species in it, Bacillus cereus and anthrax. These are motile and non-capsulated, except anthrax. Now we'll talk about Bacillus anthracis, which cause anthrax. It's a gram-positive bacteria, non-motile, capsulated and non-bulging spores. It has some history. Like important history points are, it was the first bacteria to be seen in microscope. It caused the communicable disease. Cox put his postulates on this bacteria, and Pasteur discovered the first vaccine also on this bacteria. It have two virulence factors. First is capsule, which is made up of polyglutamate, and it's a polypeptide. Else, all bacteria have polysaccharide capsules. Then we have toxins. It's a triparatate toxin, which is made up of three part: protective, lethal, and eliminative factor. Protective factor is allow to bind with the host cell and let the lethal and the edema factor enter. The lethal factor, it cleaves the mitogen active MAP kinase, mitogen activated protein kinase, which kill the cells. And edema factor, it activate adenylate cyclase, which increase cyclic AMP and cause edema. We have two type of anthrax: animal anthrax and the human anthrax. And in human, we have three type of diseases: intestinal, pulmonary, or the cutaneous anthrax. Pulmonary, it is also called the wool sorter's disease, which occur in the people who are working in the wool factories. It cause hemorrhagic pneumonia, and when it will come in the blood, it will cause bacteremia, hemorrhagic meningitis when it goes to the brain, and when it goes to the mediastinum, it cause hemorrhagic mediastinitis. Then we have cutaneous. Cutaneous, it's also called Hyde Potter's disease, which occur in people of dock workers. It causes malignant pustules. Malignant pustules, where P start with papules, painless vesicles, black necrotic eschar, surrounded by a non-pitting edema. And we have the intestinal, which cause the bloody diarrhea. Then we'll talk about lab diagnosis. We'll do in biological safety cabinets. And the specimens collected are pus, which in malignant pustules, sputum, if pulmonary anthrax is there, septicemia, then we'll take blood, and meningitis, we will take CSF. We will do direct microscopy. It's a gram-positive bacteria, which is a long rod, non-capsulated, and non-motile. Then we have the macrophages reaction. What we'll do with good polychrome blue. P, we will have purple, which is surrounding the blue bacillus. Then we'll do direct immunofluorescence. We will do capsule and the cell wall antigen, and we will react with monoclonal antibody. Monoclonal antibody, which are fluorescent tagged, and then we will see them in fluorescent microscope. Then the last is Ascoli's thermoprecipitation test. We will take spores, we will make a solution out of it, and we will pour it on a test tube which is containing the antibody, and in 5 minutes we will get the precipitating ring. In the cultures, we will grow in nutrition agar, and we will have a medusa head appearance. The corner of the colony, when visualized in low microscope, so we will have interlacing bundle and locks of matted hair appearance. Then blood agar, we will have dry, wrinkled, non-hemolytic colonies. In gelatin, we will have inverted fur appearance. Why? Because the upper surface colony, because it's an aerobic bacteria, so it will liquefy the gelatin, and as we will go down, so the oxygen concentration will decrease, the bacterial colony will also decrease, and we will have an inverted fur appearance. Then we will have selective media, that is solid media with polyexem, so we will have string of pearl appearance, S for solid and S for P for penicillin, so string of pearl appearance. And with P, we can also remember the pleat media, which contain the four constituents. P stand for polymyxin, L stand for lysosome, E stand for EDTA, and T for thallus acetate. Then we will do the culture smear. Smear, we will see bamboo stick appearance. Okay, number of bacillus, they are aligned linearly over each other. In serology, we will do antibody detection. For molecule, we will do PCR. Then the guidelines say that for just initial diagnosis, we will do culture and microscopy, morphology, culture and morphology. Then for the confirmation, we will do with monoclonal tagged with fluorescence antibody. And for further confirmation, we will do PCR. For the treatment, we'll give ciprofloxacin.